A beautiful day around eastern Iowa. Get out and enjoy it. Coming up on the show, Cal Eldred will join us, and we will talk Major League Baseball with the former Major Leaguer, now with the front office of the Kansas City Royals. We'll do that coming up here in just a little bit. Plenty of news today from the NCAA ranks as far as venues are concerned, and also as far as the state of Iowa is concerned. We will talk about that and more. Tuesday edition of the Gym Class coming your way right here on KGYM. We welcome you in here to the Gym Class at KGYM for a Tuesday. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes. Thank you very much for tuning us in here. As we mentioned, it is a gorgeous day outside. Could see some rain coming up a little bit later on, but right now it is a balmy 73 degrees here at just past 3 o'clock here on this Tuesday, April the 18th. We'll talk to Cal Eldred coming up in just a little bit here on the show, and then get to the news of the day, and there is plenty of news to talk about here today as we dive into the world of college athletics. Good afternoon, Mark.
Good afternoon. I'm still rubbing my eyes from doing taxes this morning.
Are you a last-minute tax person, by the way? A good public service announcement, Mark. Go ahead and let everybody know that you do need to get taxes done.
When you owe, you wait till the last minute. Okay? Is it appropriate? Happy tax day?
No.
Okay.
It is not. It's just a reminder to get your taxes done today. That's all.
How about happy birthday to Todd Brommelkamp?
Yeah,
our
happy birthday
colleague
to TB. The Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn will follow us from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock tonight. And then we've got NBA basketball and Major League Baseball coming your way. If you're a baseball fan, tune in to 107.5 FM, the North Gym. It'll be the second game of the series between the Cleveland Indians and the Minnesota Twins. Basketball aficionados, we will have game two between the Boston Celtics and the Chicago Bulls from the, whatever they're calling it these days in Boston, where they play. Anyway, so that's a pivotal game with the Bulls getting the upset in game number one. So we'll have that for you tonight at 7 o'clock, joining up with the broadcast and ESPN Radio. That will be on the main gym, 1600 AM, along with the South Gym, 106.3 FM, coming up later on today.
Yeah, baseball action. We're going to talk to Cal Eldred and some interesting developments in Major League Baseball. We'll have Cal dive in there. All the action under the lights tonight. But as you mentioned, it's a kind of Selection Tuesday, so to speak.
A lot of Chamber of Commerce's Chambers of Commerce?
Chambers of Commerce.
Chambers,
yes,
of Commerce. Very happy today, including our own Go Cedar Rapids group. Very, very happy as well, because City of Cedar Rapids is going to be busy over the next several years, hosting some NCAA tournaments that are going to be coming up around the corner.
Cedar Rapids has landed the NCAA Division III wrestling tournament once again, that for 2020 and 2022. Cedar Rapids also is going to host the Division III volleyball tournament in 2019. Other selections made today: Drake will host the NCAA Division I men's basketball first and second round games in 2019 at Wells Fargo Arena. Cedar Rapids also going to host the Division III baseball tournament from 2019 to 2022.
Yep.
A four-year run. That's excellent. And the University of Iowa was selected to host the 2021 NCAA Men's Swimming Championship. So a lot of NCAA appointments given to not only Cedar Rapids, but the state of Iowa.
That's terrific. That is terrific. And I know the city of Cedar Rapids, very, very happy. D3 wrestling, there will be 1 year of D2 wrestling as well. Mm-hmm. I know our friend Dick Simmons, who is the tournament director, the wrestling director for the group here locally, was ecstatic reading some of his comments earlier on today. So we're going to be kind of the epicenter for Division II and Division III wrestling over the next handful of years anyway here in Cedar Rapids. The D3 baseball used to be up in Appleton, Wisconsin. Now it's going to be here in Cedar Rapids, 2019, 20, 21, and 22, and more. And we talked about this early a couple weeks ago, actually during the NCAA tournaments a bit, Mark, but just one word changes things immensely for Iowa and Iowa State as far as the basketball championships are concerned. March 21st through the 24th, that weekend, 2019, Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines will host a regional for NCAA men's basketball. The host is going to be Drake University. Now, unless there's a real big turnaround in Des Moines as far as their basketball fortunes are concerned and they make the NCAA tournament, we hope so. We're not putting anything down on the Bulldogs or anything like that. But as per NCAA rules, Drake will not be able to play in Des Moines, but Iowa and Iowa State can play in Des Moines now. If they're both in the 2019 NCAA men's basketball tournament, there is probability they would both be at Wells Fargo Arena playing. Of course, a few years ago, was it 2 years ago, Iowa State could not play because they were the quote-unquote hosts of that regional at Wells Fargo Arena. So just changing two words from Iowa State to Drake changed things up rather immensely for both Iowa and Iowa State, especially the Cyclones.
Well, South Carolina got a gift this year.
Yes, they did.
Being able to play essentially at home, but South Carolina was not the host for that regional.
They were not.
Correct?
They were not. The University of South Carolina was not the host. I would have to look up who was the host, but that is the reason that South Carolina got to play there. I think it's a horrible rule and a silly and an antiquated, got it this time, Mark.
Antiquated.
And a stupid rule. Because, like I said, you change... you change the verbiage from Iowa State to Drake, and all of a sudden Iowa State can play.
Do you think teams should be able to play within the state in the first and second rounds?
It's a big advantage. It's a big advantage.
North Carolina and Duke, you don't think they should play in North Carolina the first or second round, or ever in the tournament?
Here's what should happen. Yes or no. Just make it across the board. There's absolutely no reason Iowa State couldn't have played in Des Moines 2 years ago when Duke and North Carolina are playing in Greensboro, just because they are not the quote-unquote host. If they're going to get to play close to home, an hour or so away, then Iowa State should have been able to play when they are 30 minutes away.
Mm-hmm.
Be consistent with it. I don't care. Make the legislation one way or the other. Either let them play close to home, let everybody play close to home, or don't. It's not fair when you let some do and some don't. How's that for an answer? Of not being on the fence, but not quite sitting on the fence. That makes sense?
Well, how is it when Iowa hosts the NCAA wrestling tournament? I mean, it happens only, it doesn't happen very often.
Well, wrestling's different. Wrestling's different.
Is it?
Yeah. You got to have a centralized location. There are no regionals in wrestling. There's the conference tournaments, and somebody's got to host it as far as the conferences are concerned. But when you get everybody together, it's got to be somewhere. So I think that's a totally different deal.
319-366-1600, RJ Ask Investment Services text line, and our phone line. If you have an opinion, go ahead and weigh in right there. In addition, there was another announcement in regards to college football.
Correct.
And Iowa and Iowa State jointly announced that the Cyhawks series will be extended through the 2023 season. Iowa and Iowa State will play football in 2022 and 2023. Interestingly enough, television contracts expire in 2024, and some writers and columnists out there speculating that that could trigger something quite different in this series. We'll see. But as of right now, Iowa and Iowa State scheduled to play football through 2023. This has been a hot button topic, it seems like, every year, and it has been the last few days on this show and the Todd Brommelkamp show with Alex Kuhn. Some folks think it's just fine. that this series continues every year. Others want to see new blood for Iowa, at least. Nobody speaks on the Iowa State side of things. You never hear anybody talk about Iowa State, you know, wanting to cancel the series with Iowa.
Yeah.
And bring in another opponent. It's always the Iowa fans that are talking about them.
What do you think out there? I'd love to hear from you on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. I know we got a couple of callers out there right now. Alex is getting ready for his show, so we're kind of in the midst of a we're between producers, as we say. Alex is doing triple duty right now, so if you want to send us out a text via the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line, we would very much appreciate it.
Charleston, Iowa City at 6518, the Southern Conference and Furman University. We're the host for that South Carolina regional.
Exactly. That's how come South Carolina got to play there.
Right. 0056. I'm pumped that Cedar Rapids is hosting so many D3 events. A great opportunity. So hopefully people will get behind them and go watch. I mean, we've had experience with wrestling. I think Perfect Game Field is the perfect place for such an event as D3 wrestling or D3 baseball. I'm sorry. I think it's going to be great for a 4-year run.
Yeah. 319-366-1600. We do have a poll question now, depending on your server out there, and we did put this up. It's brought to you by Emil's Hideaway, First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. Thank you very much to the great staff out there at Emil's. And it reads something to the effect of the Iowa State football series has been pushed through until 2023. Good idea. Yes or no? Pretty simple out there.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a good idea out there? All right. Going back to our conversation a little bit about basketball and hosting, should teams get to play close to home? Should they not get to play close to home and whatnot? We've got an expert on that who joins us here on line one. That's AC Earle, the former Hawkeye and longtime listener of the program. AC, how you doing today?
Good. I severely enjoy you guys a lot. I'm very sad to see Tyler Ryder go, so hopefully you guys can bring the slack.
We're trying, man. We're trying. What are your thoughts about the hosting?
Well, it used to be a rule. I don't know if it's still going on, but I know my junior year, we lost to Duke in Greensboro because they played in Greensboro, which is essentially a home game for them.
Correct.
And the NCAA used to have a rule where you couldn't play 58 miles or 60 miles or something away from your home campus. And I think Greensboro was 50 miles or something to that event. I can't remember. But I think it's a severe advantage. You know, there's no way in the world we were going to beat Duke, or anybody could beat Carolina or Duke if they're playing in their essentially their backyard. And you look at Kansas this year, you know, they played in St. Louis. I think they played in St. Louis or Kansas City.
Kansas City.
Where they play.
Yep, Kansas City.
But, you know, some of those cities that the NCAA picked to host, it's essentially a home game for some of those colleges.
I can see it in the women's game, AC, but I don't think it's really needed in the men's game. I mean, the women, I know, do it for attendance purposes as much as anything.
Right.
I'm not sure you really need to really have those campus sites, so to speak, in men.
No, I think it's just a total disadvantage. I mean, it's hard for a team to play supposedly a neutral site, and that's what the NCAA supposedly builds it out to be, is you're supposed to be playing in a neutral site.
Right.
And, you know, if you're playing 50 or 60 miles away from your home campus or in the backyard, I think that's a severe advantage that you can't overcome.
So you'd be in the camp that says keep everybody away. Iowa State, you and I, Drake, would not be able to play in Des Moines.
Yes, you know, I once was at a convention with Jane Meyer, and she told me the rules. And it's very hard now because you're taking 7 or 8 teams from a conference. And, it used to be where you wouldn't go against a team from your own conference until the Sweet 16 or the Elite 8. And now if you're taking 7 or 8 or 9 teams from a conference, now you can't ship some of those teams away. And so you essentially have to have them play somewhere where it would not be a neutral site. And that's kind of part of the reason why they went to 68 teams, is because then you could kind of eliminate some of those teams from 8-9, you know, the super conferences, the Power 5 conferences. So, you know, I think the only, you know, thing that's going to go down the road is you might see a 70, 72, 74, 78, 16 tournament, you know, to get rid of some of these teams where you won't want to put them in their backyard.
All right, very good. Good stuff right there.
Can you give us 15 minutes on the floor right now, AC? Are you capable of that?
No, I couldn't. I do very bad with 15 minutes total and with Randy Larson Noonball.
Our 40 and over team could really use a center.
Well, you know, I'm on the pay-to-play. You know, I'm on the pay-to-play plan now, fellas. So, you know, empty the pockets out.
All right. Hey, thanks for the call. AC, appreciate it.
All right, you guys keep up the good work. It's always a pleasure listening to you.
Thanks,
AC. AC Earl, the former Hawkeye basketballer out there.
58-80 on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. I am amazed that Iowa is content with mediocrity. We are too afraid to have the big boys. Everything Cowherd says is true. I don't even make it a priority to watch the games anymore. And I think that's in regards to the announcement Iowa State will play football an additional 2 years on the contract.
Love to hear from you, 319-366-1600.
And in regards to the home court advantage in basketball that AC Earl and we just discussed, 25-40, watching on TV, most games look like the arenas are half empty, especially early on. I think the team with good seeds should play close to home.
Yeah, and the texter is right. Now, the seats are sold. Keep that in mind. They are sold, but not everyone's going to stay for all four games. If you play at night, for example, unless you're a basketball junkie, I'd be there all day. I'd be there. I'd taken in all the games. Done it twice. But others, if you play at 8:30, 8:45, 9 o'clock or whatever, they don't want to spend the entire day. They may want to go have a few libations before the game. And so they're not in their seats. So it looks bad. Like I said, I'm just in the camp where either make it so you can do it or make it so you can't do it. None of this, like AC was talking about, of Duke playing in Greensboro because, you know, the Southern Conference is the host and not Duke. And they're 20 minutes away from their campus.
But like a lot of things, I think times have changed and viewer habits are different. It's been a while since I've covered an NCAA regional. Go back to 87 when Iowa started its trek to nearly a Final Four in Arizona. And as I recall, the stands were, you know, the attendance was very, very good for almost every game. I mean, you had Marist there with Rick Smits, for crying out loud, and people were there watching it. Again, I think habits have changed in that regard.
319-366-1600. If you want to comment about Iowa versus Iowa State being extended through 2023, or you want to comment about home court advantages as far as a men's basketball tournament is concerned. This just breaking right now for the National Football League. Schedules are going to be released Thursday night, 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock. I believe that's Iowa time. Let me double check on that. If it was 8 Eastern, 7. I'm running on a smaller version here of my Twitter account today, Mark, because I don't even want to get into it. We're not going to get into it, but let me see if I can find it here. And then we will... jeez. You didn't see it, did you, Mark?
I did not.
You have working Twitter account.
I'm still reading texts here, yeah.
Okay. Go ahead and read some texts, and I'll find this.
From 8092, speaking as an Iowa fan, whoever extended the series with Iowa State should be fired. This is an announcement made jointly by Gary Barta and Jamie Pollard, the two athletics directors at the universities.
Financially, it still helps both schools.
3606 makes a good point. You can still play Iowa State and add another Power 5 team if you want to.
Not going to happen. I think that is... We've been down this road before. It's the Hayden Fry theory of scheduling. And Kirk Ferentz has picked that up and ran with it in his almost 20 years at the University of Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
Not going to change anything. Plus, you got to have a dancing partner, too.
It's not like it's never happened. I mean, in recent years, Iowa's played Pittsburgh and Syracuse. Not exactly blue bloods in college football, but decent opponents. They've played Kansas State in a neutral site, and I'd have to go back to the, you know, the year by year, but
Tennessee.
Iowa has picked up games against other Power 5 conference teams. It's just not very frequently lately. Ryan from Walford, Iowa State is not the issue. It's the other two non-conference games. We need to beef those up. Look at our record against Iowa State the last 10 years. We're not exactly beating them with a broomstick. Keep Iowa State on the schedule. It's a fun rivalry that everyone in the state gets up for.
Well, I believe it was Georgia announced earlier today. I think it was Georgia, one of the SEC schools, that they have put Austin Peay on their schedule. And there wasn't a whole lot of fallout as far as that is concerned.
It's a small school in Tennessee.
Correct. Iowa, there aren't many teams, Mark, around the country in Division I football among the Power 5 conferences that play two other Power 5 teams. There are your exceptions. BYU's an independent, so obviously they're going to have to play.
Mm-hmm.
And what was it, a couple years ago, was it Washington or something, had a murderous schedule in the non-conference. I think they played three Power 5s, and they were all very, very good. Usually, if people knock on your door, you stink, is why they're calling. That was the old mantra, correct? And I hate to throw, you know, Frank Lauterbur, Bob Cummings era Iowa under the bus, but I will. When Iowa was playing UCLA, Nebraska, and all those teams, they played USC, I believe, a couple times as well in there. And there was a reason why they were playing those teams, because it looked good for the UCLAs and the Nebraskas to schedule a Big Ten team. And oh, by the way, you're going to win more than likely, although the tide turned when Hayden Fry came on.
About Ohio State's football schedule last year, opened with Bowling Green, edged them 77-10. Tulsa, which is a decent program.
Yeah, they're a bowl team year in and year out.
And played at Oklahoma State.
Oklahoma.
So.
But they're not playing Oklahoma every year. They had a home and home with Oklahoma. Ohio State has had some biggies. Michigan has had some biggies. Michigan had Notre Dame in there. And, yeah. It's just your personal preference, and Iowa is not going to change anything. It's just not going to change.
6608 on the text line. How can people critique Iowa for scheduling Iowa State? It's a big rivalry game and a day for the state of Iowa.
I love it. How many thousands of people go to the tailgates in both Iowa City and Ames that aren't going to the games? Probably at least 30,000 to 50,000 on most Saturdays each year that they play.
1474 on the text line reiterating, Iowa State isn't the problem, it's the other non-conference games.
Get rid of the MAC schools is what, and the, well, 1AAs are going to go away. For Iowa in the Big Ten.
I think you and I is on the schedule next year or the year after, something like that.
Year after, I believe.
87-21, careful what you wish for. It could be an Iowa loss.
Yeah. Have to go to Ames. Never know. Never know how that'll play out.
Cyclone Tim, Iowa State. Iowa fans, stop blaming Iowa State for your scheduling issues.
I would agree with Tim.
65-98. Last time I checked, Iowa State is from a Power 5 conference. They are not the problem. That's a good in-state rivalry that should be played. And I'll throw in there a reminder that for the last 20 years, it's 10-10.
Yep, 10-10. Right in there. And, hey, that's always one of the first non-conference games to be plucked by television, too, is Iowa State, because it's been a good rivalry over the last 20 years.
4702 underscores a point that I think you've made on past shows, Scott. A lot of Iowa fans don't really follow college football. If they think Wyoming is a pushover,
I would agree.
They aren't paying much attention.
Yep.
Wyoming, that's Iowa's opener next year.
Wyoming is going to be tough. And oh, by the way, North Dakota State beat Iowa last year. one of those patsy teams that Iowa put on the schedule. 28 minutes past the hour at 3 o'clock. We need to take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk more about this toward the back half of the show. Don't forget to vote KGYMradio.com on the Emil's Hideaway poll question. If it's not up and running for you, it will be up and running very, very shortly. It deals with Iowa and Iowa State. Are you for or against the Cyclones and the Hawkeyes extending their series through 2023? Let us know. All right, we'll take a break. Come back. Cal Eldred will join us on the other side right after this.
Once upon a time, there was an office full of grumbly staffers with computer issues.
So they called us. We love a challenge.
They needed a rescue from troubled servers, networks, blue screens of death, and more.
That's what we do for businesses in the corridor, and we have been for over 30 years. We are IT Solutions.
They are IT Solutions.
I just said that. Anyway, we know a properly configured and maintained computer network can make your employees 5 to 15% more efficient.
That's a whole lot of happy.
Yeah, it is. We monitor our client systems to make sure they're working. A lot of times, we solve a problem before our client even knows there is one.
Sounds like secret high-tech stuff.
Sure. Our clients have a dozen to a few hundred computers, some a few less, but they all have a lot of happy and productive employees because their computers work.
And they can stay focused on
taking care of their customers instead of their computers.
Find your happily ever after at IneedMyComputersToWork.com.
Go to IneedMyComputersToWork.com to learn more.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
What are you doing, Dave? We need help with payroll.
I'm doing squats, Mr. Employee of the Month. I'm taking your advice and I'm working my butt off.
That's not what I meant.
Glutes of steel. Feel them. Right here.
Oh, Dave, now I have to call HR.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
We learn with our hands. Ask anyone who's done something for long enough, and they'll tell you the best way to learn is to do, to move, to change. That's why we created Night School at TeamValvoline.com. It's a hands-on approach to DIY where experts demonstrate a variety of services and repairs that both a seasoned pro and a brand new DIYer can appreciate. Visit TeamValvoline.com today. Plus, when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil, get a pair of mechanics wear gloves free.
Over 3 million businesses use Indeed.com for hiring, and independent research shows that 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. By creating the easiest, most effective hiring experience, we help businesses find great new people every day. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
Eastern Iowa Sports is their domain. Back to the gym class with Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on KGYM.
We're going to talk to Cal Eldred coming up here in just a moment. Couple of things. First of all, the NFL schedules will be at 7 o'clock Iowa time. That is 7 o'clock Central time. Coming up on Thursday, the schedules will be released. And this just in, it's a breaking news day here with May 24th, by the way, is the date that you must either say you're going to go to the NBA draft or come back for your senior year or junior year or whatever the case may be in college. And that will not be a decision for Grayson Allen. He is coming back, Mark, for his next year at Duke. So he's bucking the trend a little bit, and he will be coming back. Good for him.
He's not ready.
Well, none of them are ready. Very few are ready. Let me back up. Very few are ready. Josh Jackson, ready to go.
Yeah.
He should go to the NBA. Not a question. I don't know about Grayson Allen, so pretty good move by him. 3:33 here on the Tuesday edition of the Gym Class. We're going to shift gears, talk some Major League Baseball. We do that on Tuesdays. And Cal Eldred joining us here, the former major leaguer, now with the Kansas City Royals here on this Tuesday. How you doing, Cal?
Great. How are you guys?
Not bad. It's a beautiful day in eastern Iowa, that's for sure.
It is, and as an answer to your poll question, as an Iowa Hawkeye, I say keep that rivalry going, fellas. I mean, it's as a kid, I never saw one Iowa State license plate. Now I see every engineer that lives in Linn County has one.
I agree. I think it's great. I think it's fantastic.
It's really brought the Cyclone fans out, and I think it's great for the state.
I'd love to see another Iowa State baseball game, Cal.
That's not going to happen.
There's a lot more work to get that happening.
Hey, let's talk a little college before we get into Major League Baseball action. Iowa nearly sweeping the Nebraska Cornhuskers in Lincoln, losing the last game of the series. Looks like Iowa's positioned pretty well for the postseason.
Yeah, I think obviously there's been some games that Coach Heller and his staff feel that they could have pulled off already in the Big Ten season and in some of the earlier in the season too. But being able to almost sweep Nebraska at Nebraska, former Nebraska Cornhusker Kyle Kubot has been in our minor league organization for the last couple years. And Nebraska did come down to surprise Arizona and play. And Kyle and I both kind of watched what was going on. And he said he thought that the Cornhuskers would be down a little bit this year, but still going to their place. It was spring football weekend. There's 5,000 to 8,000 people in the stands, and the Hawkeyes played well and scrapped. And those are big wins. Whether they sweep or not, going and winning a series on the road in the Big Ten puts them in a pretty good spot.
Yeah, it does. And the Hawkeyes have Rutgers coming up. They'll take on Bradley midweek in Peoria, but then a good chance to get even healthier with Rutgers coming up. And Rutgers, I think right now, is 12th among the 13 baseball-playing Big Ten schools. So this is the weekend you got to make some hay if you're the Hawkeyes.
Yeah, this is the one you got to play it, you know, one pitch at a time. But this is, you're right, Scott, this is something that they're looking at, like, you know what, we need to 100% win 2 out of 3, but if they can win all 3 right now, if they pitch well enough, I think they can do it. Offensively, they're finding a way, and obviously getting some home runs and some timely hits, and I think if they pitch well enough, they'll be all right.
Well, let's turn to Major League Baseball, and the headline of the day, unfortunately, is off the field as far as MLB is concerned. Pittsburgh Pirate All-Star center fielder Starling Marte has been suspended for 80 games after testing positive for a PED on the banned substance list, and the suspension is going to start immediately. And not good for the game of baseball, obviously. Not good for the Pittsburgh Pirates, who are suddenly starting to play a little bit better right now.
Yeah, and it's been tough because the Pirates, they were down, did not get off to a good start. All of a sudden, they start playing better. Going to Chicago and beating up on the Cubs, and then this happens. And knowing the inside on a lot of this, guys, we really have to take a look at what the player tested positive for. I mean, it's gotten to a point to where our strength and conditioning coaches, our trainers, Major League Baseball have basically been trying to supply any of the products that are used in weight rooms and training rooms, and so that Major League Baseball policy stamp of approval is put on this stuff. And whether it's whey protein or anything that these guys are taking, the players are almost just have to take what the club gives them. If they take anything from GNC or health stores, and there's nothing against those stores, but for these players, they've got to get it from the clubs. And Marte, you hear his, you read his statement, it kind of sounds like this is something that he unknowingly took this. It doesn't change the penalty, and it doesn't change how it hurts his ball club and the organization and how a lot of fans look at it, because they don't know the inside details like someone like myself would. I don't know all the details about this, but I don't even recognize the substance. So it's something that the players, it's up to them. And he's right in his statement that he said, I, you know, helplessly and unknowingly, you know, I made a mistake. He still made a mistake. You got to take it supplied, and the guy's got to stay with that. It's just the way it is today.
The substance Marte allegedly tested positive for was nandrolone, which is, hopefully I pronounced that right. It's a synthetic anabolic steroid that is being used less often medically as time goes on, according to CBS Sports. It's typically an injection-only drug, though it can show up in tests for other drugs taken orally. So either Marte's stupid or he was getting bad advice, one of the two in my mind, Kel.
I agree with you, Mark. When you look at that and you think about that, and then there's a lot of players that get advice today that is bad advice. They're saying that this won't show up on the test. Even to the fact that they think, well, you were tested 2 weeks ago, so now you're not going to be tested this week. That's not how it works in Major League Baseball and professional baseball, not just Major League Baseball, because our minor league players are held to even a higher scrutiny for the most part.
How often are major leaguers tested, Cal? Do you know?
They can be tested anytime. And I've seen, even when I was still playing, there were times when I would go the whole year, other than in spring training. Everybody gets tested in spring training. Lots of times towards the end of the season, you're tested. Around the All-Star break, there's more tests that happen. But I've seen guys that, you know, will be tested three or four times in a half. And so it's a lot of it is random. But if you've had a positive test before, they're testing you all the time. I mean, Marte is going to be under some serious scrutiny from here on out. And that's just the way it is. Another thing that is tough, too, is a lot of players, we're getting more and more players in professional baseball, whether it's major league or minor leagues, that take some sort of anxiety or Ritalin or something for their attention span, and they have to have a list, or they have to be okay to take that. It has to be passed, and Major League Baseball, professional baseball, have to know that you're taking that. And sometimes players don't stick with their routine, and they get off of it, or they don't come in and understand that if they have something that a doctor has supplied them, they've got to get the okay.
Cal Elder joining us on this Tuesday edition of the Gym Class at 3:40 here on KGYM. I'll ask you only because we got a few texts about this yesterday, and I want to ask you, the Cubs are off to a 6-7 start, and what's the right word here, Mark? You said we shouldn't say panicking or anything like that. I heard Todd mention it yesterday on the Todd Brommelkamp show. Some people are panicking. Should they be concerned? Should there be cause for concern anyway? I'll put it that way in Chicago.
If it was any other fan base, I would say, you know, they're not going to panic. But they've seen enough negative happen to their ball clubs in the past that they're going to have a lot of concern. But what I'm seeing is a ball club who now has gone pretty deep, and as deep as you can possibly go in the playoffs last year, last couple of years. They spent a lot of energy playing baseball in October and even into November. And so lots of times you see this with clubs that have done this. They get a little bit of a lull early in the season. And it's not, you know, a lot of people think it's not excusable. Some people think it is. And I think a lot of times these players go, oh boy, you know, here we go. That we've got to keep this momentum going because we've got 140-some games left. So this is, plus, you know, in the past, the Cubs have always had, the Pirates have always been a headache to them. And they've got them again next week. So this is something that I think I'm not concerned. I wouldn't tell Cub fans not to panic, mostly because they're super talented. And as long as their pitching staff is healthy, they're going to be able to score runs. So I wouldn't panic.
Good thing is nobody's gone off to a 12-1 start. The Cubs are only two back. But St. Louis, Cal, maybe some more hand-wringing there, especially with Adam Wainwright, who is 0-3 with an ERA over 7. What's going on there?
Well, I think the thing with Adam is, if you look back over the last, I would say, 7 years, and see what the number of innings that he's piled up, Tommy John surgery, an Achilles injury, and I really look at the Achilles injury being a bigger culprit to him not being able to be completely himself. So for me, going into this year, looking at Adam, and I'm good friends with Adam, and he's a fantastic guy. He'll always be the way he handles himself and goes about his business and his intelligence, a number one starting pitcher. But his stuff isn't there right now. When you see him throwing cutters at 83, 84 miles an hour, it becomes a kind of a lazy slider, and it's not nearly as effective. He has to now throw a whole lot more curveballs. And so even though it's still a very good pitch, now it's got to be number one called for a strike, and number two hitter's got to be willing to go after it. Yeah. And so it's been tough. And now what the Cardinals are trying to do is use have Carlos Martinez as their number one, but Carlos hasn't been good enough for long enough for that club and that organization to depend on him as number one. And that's my concern about Adam, is that Achilles and coming back and getting older. When you're 35 and you've had some of these injuries, that makes you a little bit older. I think he needs to do some other things to reinvent how he gets people out. And if there's one guy I'm going to bet on that'll do that, it's Adam. I just don't know how much there is left in his tank.
Unlike the National League, where no one's really ran away with things as of yet. Everyone's kind of bunched up. The American League got a few teams that have really jumped off to a good start. The Yankees are the hottest team in baseball. They've put together 8 straight wins, including a win by a rookie Montgomery last night over the White Sox. And this Yankee team getting good pitching, and boy, they're hitting the ball all over the place.
Well, and that would be the other angle for Cardinal fans out there that I would comment about, is that they just played the Yankees.
Yep.
And I actually did look into who they faced, and when they CC Sabathia had him shut out for 7 innings, and Pineda pitched extremely well against him, but when they are smashing the ball, you're right, Scott, the Yankees are, but you look at their starting pitching. Severino's 23, and Jordan Montgomery, former high pick for the Yankees, is only 24 years old. Can this starting staff continue to do it all year? Pineda and Severino, Sabathia's going to figure it out. To me, it's going to depend on how Montgomery and Tanaka do, because the end of the bullpen, they've got enough with Tyler Clifford and Betances and Chapman at the end of the bullpen. Because some of their other pieces in Warren, guys that they've got in the bullpen, and Hicks, they're good enough. These guys could be starters on other teams. And they don't even have, Sanchez is still hurt. So you look at what the Yankees are doing, Starlin Castro hitting 365, and Ellsbury hitting 326 at the top of the lineup. That's why they've been so good.
Cal, I want to ask you about your Kansas City Royals. They're playing better, and you knew they would, winning 4 in a row. And I've always thought this is a really good lineup with folks like Kane and Moustakas, but the guy I really look at is Salvador Perez. And maybe you can speak to this, having been around Yadier Molina and whatnot, but he just seems to be the glue to that team. Is that accurate?
He's the energy for the team. A lot of the time. Believe it or not, Jerod Dyson, who we traded to Seattle, was an energy guy too. And so Salvador has been able to know how to do that. But I think with Salvador, we really understand that with him, he's going to hit better. Obviously, he's got, five home runs already and some big home runs. With Salvador, we need to give him some days off and put him in at DH. And not only just, giving him a day off from catching and putting him in DH, but also giving him just a day off, because he becomes a better catcher if he's catching 5 days or 4 days out of the week. And having Drew Butera, a backup catcher who he can flat-out catch and call a game, really helps this lineup and helps Salvador become a more important part offensively, which he can do. Salvador's not Yadier Molina behind the plate. He's not, I'm not saying he's bad, because Yadi's been the best in the business for a long time. But you're right, Mark. He is a big key to that lineup. And really, if he can do what he does, Moustakas has hit some very timely home runs, and Lorenzo Cain gets on, and Lorenzo's been doing great. But we really need Hosmer to have a good season. and be who he can be to continue to keep that offensive lineup going.
You talked about Tyler Clippard a little bit ago, and I want to read you a quote. Perhaps you saw it from him, and it was in a story about the length of games, and nothing has changed. In fact, they're slightly longer at this early juncture, Cal. But Clippard said this, and I think it's right up your alley. He said, baseball has been around for more than 100 years. It's a three-hour game. Sometimes it might be 2:15. Things happen. You can try to change all the rules, but it's never going to be perfect, and there's nothing wrong with that.
I think we lost Cal. We'll get Cal back on the phone, have him answer that question about Major League Baseball and the length of the games coming up here in just a moment, as I think we got Cal back here, and Cal's back with us.
I got you, guys.
Hi, Cal. I don't know how much of that quote from Tyler Clippard you heard, but let me read it again. And it was in an article about the length of games and how nothing has changed at this early juncture. Clippard said this, baseball has been around for more than 100 years. It's a three-hour game. Sometimes it may be 2:15. Things happen. You can try to change all the rules, but it's never going to be perfect, and there's nothing wrong with that.
100% agree.
I thought that might be a softball for you, Cal.
What's that?
I thought that might be a softball for you.
That is. I mean, he's really right. I mean, we can look into it, and we can try a lot of different things, but pitchers have to get warmed up in between innings. Position players need to throw the ball across the infield a couple times. It takes time when nine guys are coming off the field and nine guys are going on. And really, there's a lot of things that happen in between half innings that people in the stands enjoy. And so if we're sitting at home, we're going to have to watch commercials. That's just the way it is. The thing about baseball, too, I try to tell a lot of fans, you can sit and watch, if you have the MLB app, you can sit and watch a condensed game in 15 minutes and get the gist of what happened in the game. And so there's lots of ways that you can look and watch. You can go through 10 games in a heartbeat. But as far as the game itself, it is going to take a while, and there's really nothing. We're not going to chop off 30 minutes of any baseball game. It's just not going to happen.
Well, one of the national columnists I read, and I can't remember who said it, but and I think it's so true. He said if you're at a game, you want it to go 3:30. If you watch from home, you want it 2:15 or 2:30.
You're right, because you're looking out and realize you got to mow the lawn, or your wife's ready for you to get your dead hind end off the couch.
That's
or
right.
Something. You know, you're trying to get the kids to pay attention to the game and teach them the game sitting at home. You know, it is true. When you're there, the atmosphere, you've taken the time to go there, you've paid for the parking, you've paid too much for a hot dog and something to drink. And, you know, and that's kind of a splurge time. So you're right, Mark. You want that to last 3 hours and 30 minutes.
Yeah, no doubt. And I'll ask for Mark this week. Any changes among your top five here for this Tuesday?
Huge changes, fellas. We've got some huge changes. And Mark, I'm just going to apologize to you right now. You're right. I absolutely hammered your Twins.
Yep.
It's the kiss of death. I did it. I'll take the heat for it.
No, you can't swing the bat for them. You can't swing the bat for them.
Well, I can tell you this. I can't pitch for them either. Not now. But they've been doing a pretty good job of that. So I have changed my top five, and I'm going to start at number five. And, you know, Mark or Scott, you alluded to this, that the American League has actually been playing some good baseball. There's some teams that deserve to be in this top five. And the National League, it's socialism, guys. It is just even across the board. So I put the Cubs at number five, and I know that, you know, they've lost four in a row, but I still think they deserve to be in the top five, because I think they'll be closer to the top soon. And I don't know if does that shock you guys at all that they've moved down that far?
It's early. I mean, there's going to be a lot of up and down. I know the Major League Baseball had their power rankings today, and they kept the Cubs number one, but kind of with an asterisk saying if this continues, they're going down.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm not, I do look at those, and sometimes I think, though, that there's teams that deserve better. At least I feel like on my top five, but the rest, the top four guys are American League teams, and the Houston Astros are winning their division. You know, they're winning the West. Texas hasn't played well out there. Seattle's hanging in there, but they've won five in a row, and their offense is warmed up. And then the Boston Red Sox, the team has been sick. They have no David Price, but they've won three in a row, and they've played some tough games against Detroit and Tampa Bay. So I think they're a team at number three, and they deserve to be there. The Yankees, yes, they've won eight in a row, but I have them at number two, and we talked about why they are where they are. But the team to me that's been really, really consistent is Baltimore. I had them in the top five last week. They've been consistent. They're 7-3 in their last 10, 8-3. And, you know, you look at it, and there's the American League East. And I know not so much last year, but the years in the past, the American League East has been one of the best divisions in baseball, and they look like it right now.
I would agree.
Twins, seven total runs in their last five losses. Tells you everything you need to know right there.
That is exactly right.
All right. Hey, Cal, appreciate it as always, and have a great week. We'll talk to you next Tuesday.
You bet, guys. Get down to Iowa and watch the Hawks.
There you go. All right. Cal Elder joining us on Tuesdays during the baseball season here on KGYM. Quick break, come back, and we'll get a Dancing with the Stars because I'm forced to watch update from Mark Dukes. But again, a reminder coming up a week from tomorrow. Our first Lunchbox Heroes, Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust, one of our great sponsors. So much work being done in the corridor. We're going to be out there again this summer and spring to recognize a record amount of construction taking place in Cedar Rapids and Iowa City. Our first stop, our first port of call is going to be the brand new athletic complex at Mount Mercy. Looking forward to that coming up on Wednesday, April the 26th. And a big thanks to all the great sponsors, Built by Pros, Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust, Chick-fil-A Lindale, Acme Tools, MediaCom, Dr. Pepper, the Cedar Rapids Colonels, Star Equipment, 7G Distributing, Wild Hog Saloon in Walford, Red Wing Shoes, Air Gas, and all of us here at KGYM. Back with more after this.
Once upon a time, there was an office full of grumbly staffers with computer issues.
So they called us. We love a challenge.
They needed a rescue from troubled servers, networks, blue screens of death, and more.
That's what we do for businesses in the corridor, and we have been for over 30 years. We are IT Solutions.
They are IT Solutions.
I just said that. Anyway, we know a properly configured and maintained computer network can make your employees 5 to 15% more efficient.
That's a whole lot of happy.
Yeah, it is. We monitor our client systems to make sure they're working. A lot of times, we solve a problem before our client even knows there is one.
Sounds like secret high-tech stuff.
Sure. Our clients have a dozen to a few hundred computers, some a few less, but they all have a lot of happy and productive employees because their computers work.
And they can stay focused on
taking care of their customers instead of their computers.
Find your happily ever after at IneedMyComputersToWork.com.
Go to IneedMyComputersToWork.com to learn more.
The ball explodes off your club face like a rocket. It flies across the beautiful blue sky and nestles right next to the pin. That's what keeps us all coming back. Hey folks, Dave Austed here. Hardly any of us are going to make the pro tour, but we always have that itch to play because of that one shot. At Austed's Golf, we love the game as much as you do. Golf Digest just selected Austed's Golf one of the top fitters in the nation. Find out why. Go online at Austed's.com or visit your local Austed's to schedule your personal club fitting. Your one shot is waiting. Play better, have fun, and shop Austed's.
If there's one thing the pros at Advance Auto know, it's parts.
Advance Auto Parts and Batteries, this is Kelsey.
Hi, Kelsey. I'm on your website, and it says I can buy online and then pick up in store?
Yes.
And how long does that usually take?
30 minutes or less.
I need a battery for my 2013 Ford Escape.
Our Autocraft Gold, it's got a 3-year warranty.
Man, you really know your stuff. I'm 33. Am I too young for a cardigan?
Too young for a cardigan.
Advance Auto Parts. We know everything about auto parts. Order online at AdvanceAutoParts.com and pick up your order in store in just 30 minutes.
Back at 3:57 to wrap things up on the Tuesday edition of the Gym Class. More on the Iowa-Iowa State rivalry being renewed through 2023, and more on the NCAA sites that were revealed today during the Todd Brommelkamp show with Alex Kuhn. But first, before we go, the always popular, I was forced to watch Dancing with the Stars update from our own Mark Dukes. Mark, how did Monday night go on the dance floor?
You were forced to say that as well, weren't you?
Yeah.
It was Disney night, Scott.
Oh,
it was Disney night.
Hard to believe.
Had you known that, you might have watched.
On ABC?
Athletes still doing quite well. Simone Biles, the gymnast, and Nancy Kerrigan, the Olympic figure skater, doing very, very well and surviving. Kicked off last night. I'm sure you're a big fan of the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Someone named Erica Jane, she gone.
She was on that show?
She was.
She's a housewife.
I've
heard none of them are real housewives because they do things that real housewives don't do. But anyway.
Bachelor Nick Vial was in jeopardy, but he survived. David Ross, the ex-Cub, could be in jeopardy next week. He had the lowest score among the performances last night. Of course, the Cub Nation will probably save him. Let's face it.
True.
Right? David's been pretty good, but not so good last night. So stay tuned next week.
It's all right. He'll bounce back, hopefully.
As will the Cubs.
There you go. All right. Coming up tomorrow, it's Caddy Smack. Brian Haas will join us. Rick Swan will join us in studio from Rob FM. And we're going to talk about the Cedar Rapids and Iowa City tour coming up tomorrow. So all things golf. Get your golf questions ready for Brian. Fire them away tomorrow. Todd Brommelkamp Show coming up next.
In 0.3 miles, continue straight. Recalculating.